Independent presidential candidate Jacob Oseyebo has promised to establish an industry each for all the natural resources that Ghana is endowed with. The resources will serve directly as raw materials, while a merged industry academy under his government will supply the appropriate human resource to provide the right mix for wealth creation. Mr. Oseyebo said this when he took his turn at the GBC Star Ghana presidential encounters for this year's election. Georgia Secretary reports that the independent presidential hopeful touched on virtually all sectors of the economy, with wealth creation as the central theme.
Mr. Jacob Oseyebo began his encounter with what he describes as his understanding of democracy. According to him, making available one's ideas to those who rule is more important than necessarily trying to win elections at all costs. He said he shared his knowledge on the energy sector, for instance, some of which were imbibed by the government during the power crisis, and this, for him, is a mark of leadership by example.
The most important thing that all of us need to understand is how I have defined democracy as a war of ideas fought with the weapons of rule of law. And so in elections, the most important thing is for you to put up your idea together. And if even you lost, what is important is that the one who won will pick up those ideas for the good benefit of the people of Ghana. Because the moment you become the president, you're not a president for a particular kind of people. You become a president for all Ghanaians, and you're expected to govern in the overall interest of Ghanaians. I mean, when I realized that the nation was suffering, I just went to the Energy Commission and said that this is what I did in 1994. It was part of my project. And so if we really want to go ahead as a nation, we need to go the energy conservation way. And not only that, I also wrote an article, I wrote a letter to His Excellency President Mahama, detailing, especially when they decided to bring in car power and Ameri. I mean, I explained everything and cited an example.
Mr. Oseyebo said his government will be inclusive. He said he will introduce a second upper chamber in parliament to solve the problem of what he calls the rule ambiguity, especially on the part of the majority side. Mr. Oseyebo also indicated his readiness to implement the report of the Constitution Review Committee on amending the Constitution.
When you look at that, the Council of State now, you have a lot of, again, the president appointing a lot of people over there. But I suggested that with the second upper parliament, what we need is that, like the religious leaders, like the traditional leaders, they will use their own internal mechanism to elect people that will represent them over there. We're talking about students, people with disability. Over there at the second upper parliament, we want to see Ghana at work. We want to see decisions that will come, that will be from the heartbeat of Ghanaians, and not on partisan politics as in the first upper parliament.
Mr. Oseyebo said Ghanaians have changed political parties that formed government over the years, yet the problems facing the country continue to rise. He called on the masses to vote for an independent candidate like the people of Benin did when they elected Thomas Yayibone, arguing that he, when elected, will create wealth and transform the economy.
The only religious leaders, they ensured them, even among their own primaries, they can hack people. They can pour acid and kill people. They can set offices ablaze. You go and you vote for them, it means that you want them to continue. If you say, I won't vote for you, overnight they can lay your road for you. That if you vote for Joy, you are what for Baboni. And that is not a fact, it's actually a lie.
Dr. Abdullahi Kuini, a senior lecturer at the Department of Political Science, University of Ghana, and a senior research fellow at IDEC, Kwesi Jonah, later analyzed the submissions of Mr. Jacob Oseyebo.